Humble Hero, Chapter 9, Christ's Problems as a Child. Under synagogue teachers, Jewish youth were instructed in the countless regulations that Orthodox Israelites were expected to observe. But these things did not interest Jesus. From childhood, he acted independently of rabbinical laws. He constantly studied the scriptures, and the words, "Thus says the Lord," were always on his lips. He saw that people were departing from the Word of God and insisting on rites that had no value. They found no peace in their faithless service. They did not know the freedom of spirit that comes by serving God fully. Though Jesus could not approve of mingling human requirements with divine instructions, he did not attack the teachings or practices of the highly educated teachers. When criticized for his own simple habits, he presented the Word of God to justify his conduct. Jesus tried to please those with whom he came in contact. Because he was so gentle and unobtrusive, the scribes and elders supposed that they could easily influence him by their teaching. But he asked for their authority in Scripture. He would listen to every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, but he could not obey human inventions. Jesus seemed to know the Scriptures from beginning to end, and he presented them in their true meaning. The rabbis claimed it was their responsibility to explain the scriptures and his place to accept their interpretation. They knew that no authority for their traditions could be found in scripture, yet they were angry because Jesus did not obey their commands. Failing to convince him, they went to Joseph and Mary and presented his noncompliance to them. This brought him rebuke and censure. At a very early age, Jesus began to act for himself in character formation. Not even love for his parents could turn him from obedience to God's word. But the influence of the rabbis made his life bitter. He had to learn the hard lesson of silence and patient endurance. Brothers, as the sons of Joseph were called, sided with the rabbis. They valued human instruction more highly than the word of God, and they condemned Jesus' strict obedience to God's law as stubbornness. Yet the knowledge he showed in answering the rabbis surprised them, and they could not help but see that he was an instructor to them. They recognized that his education was of a higher type than their own, but they did not realize that he had access to a source of knowledge about which they were ignorant. How Jesus respected all people alike. Christ found religion fenced in by high walls of seclusion, as if it were too sacred a matter for everyday life. Jesus overthrew these walls. Instead of secluding himself in a hermit's cave in order to show his heavenly character, he set to work earnestly for humanity. He taught that religion is not meant only for set times and places. This was a rebuke to the Pharisees. It showed that their self-absorbed devotion to personal interests was far from true godliness. This made them angry. So they tried to make him conform to their regulations. Jesus had little money to give, but he often denied himself food in order to relieve those who were more needy than he. When his brothers spoke harshly to poor, degraded people, Jesus spoke words of encouragement to them. To those in need, he would give a cup of cold water and quietly place his own meal in their hands. All this displeased his brothers. They were older, and they felt that he should have to obey their commands. They accused him of thinking that he was superior to them and setting himself above the teachers, the priests, and the rulers. They often tried to intimidate him, but he went right on, making the scriptures his guide. Jesus' problems with his family. Jesus' brothers were jealous of him and showed determined unbelief and contempt. They could not understand his conduct. His life presented great contradictions. He was the divine Son of God, and yet a helpless child. As Creator, the earth was his possession, yet poverty marked his life experience. He did not run after worldly greatness, and even in the lowliest position, he was content. This angered his brothers. They could not account for his constant peace under trial and hardship. Jesus' brothers misunderstood him, because he was not like them. In looking to others, they had turned away from God, and they did not have his power in their lives. The forms of religion they observed could not transform the character. Jesus' example was a continual irritation to them. He hated sin and could not witness a wrong act without pain that was impossible to disguise. Because the life of Jesus condemned evil, people opposed him. They commented with a sneer on his unselfishness and integrity. His patience and kindness they called cowardice. Of the bitterness that falls on the human race, there was no part that Christ did not taste. Some made unkind remarks about him because of his birth. Even in childhood, he had to meet scornful looks and evil whisperings. If he had responded by an impatient word or look or even one wrong act, he would have failed at being a perfect example. If so, he would have failed to carry out the plan for our redemption. If he had even admitted there could even be an excuse for sin, Satan would have triumphed, and the world would have been lost. Often he was called a coward for refusing to join with his brothers in some forbidden act. But his answer was, "It is written, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." Job chapter 28, verse 28. Some people felt at peace in his presence, but many avoided him, feeling rebuked by his stainless life. Young companions enjoyed his presence, but they were impatient with his determination to do right, and they pronounced him narrow and strict. Jesus answered, "It is written, how can young people keep their way pure? By guarding it according to your word. I treasure your word in my heart, so that I may not sin against you." Psalm chapter 119, verse 9 and verse 11, NRSV. Often he was asked, "Why are you bent on being so different from us all?" He replied, "Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who do no iniquity. They walk in his ways." Psalm chapter 119, verses 2 and 3. When questioned why he did not join in the amusements of the young people of Nazareth, he said, "It is written, I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Psalm chapter 119, verse 16. Jesus did not contend for his rights. He did not retaliate when people treated him roughly, but bore insult patiently. Again and again he was asked, "Why do you submit to such hateful treatment, even from your brothers?" He said, "It is written, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man." Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Why he had to be different. Jesus' course of action was a mystery to his parents. He seemed to be someone set apart. He found his hours of happiness when he was alone with nature and with God. Early morning often found him in some secluded place, meditating, searching the scriptures, or in prayer. From these quiet hours, he would return home to take up his duties again. Mary believed that the holy child born to her was the Messiah, yet she dared not express her faith. Throughout his life, she shared in his sufferings. With sorrow, she witnessed the trials that came on him in his childhood and youth. When she stood up for what she knew to be right in his conduct, she herself was brought into difficulty. She considered the home relationships and the mother's watch care over her children to be vital in the formation of character. The sons and daughters of Joseph knew this, and by appealing to her anxiety, they tried to correct their practices of Jesus according to their standard. Mary often reasoned strongly with Jesus, urging him to conform to the rules of the rabbis, but not even she could persuade him to change his habits of thinking on the works of God and trying to ease suffering. When the priests and the teachers required her aid in controlling Jesus, she was greatly troubled. But peace came to her heart as he presented scripture upholding his practices. At times, she wavered between Jesus and his brothers, who did not believe that he was the one sent by God, but she had abundant evidence that he had a divine character. His life was like yeast, working amid the elements of society. Undefiled, he walked among the thoughtless, the rude, the uncourteous, amid unjust tax collectors, reckless spenders, unrighteous Samaritans, heathen soldiers, rough peasants, and the mixed multitude. He spoke a word of sympathy as he saw people weary, yet forced to carry heavy burdens. He repeated to them lessons he had learned from nature about the love and goodness of God. He taught all to see themselves as blessed with precious talents. By his own example, he taught that we are to cherish every moment of time as a treasure and to use it for holy purposes. He passed by no human being as worthless, but tried to inspire hope in the most rough and unpromising, assuring them that they could develop such a character as would make it clear to everyone that they were the children of God. Often he met those who had no power to break from Satan's trap. To such people, discouraged, sick, tempted, and fallen, Jesus would speak words of tenderest pity. Others he met were fighting a hand-to-hand battle with the enemy of souls. These he encouraged to keep on, for angels of God were on their side and would give them victory. Those whom he helped were convinced that there was someone in whom they could trust with perfect confidence. Jesus was interested in every phase of suffering, and to every sufferer he brought relief. His kind words were like a soothing ointment. No one could say that he had worked a miracle, but virtue, the healing power of love, went out from him. So in an unobtrusive way, he worked for people, starting in his very childhood. Yet through childhood, youth, and manhood, Jesus walked alone. There was no one like him in such purity and faithfulness. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 3. He knew that unless there was a decided change in the principles and purposes of the human race, all would be lost. Filled with intense commitment, he carried out the plan for his life, that he himself would be the light of all humanity.